Who cares what happens in America?
Well, we saved your ass in World War II. What do you have to...
We never did, and who asked you out just now?
You piss off, woman.
Don't talk to me like that.
We don't need you anyway, bitch.
God, fuck you! Call me a stinky, stinky fucker.
You are listening to the Madhouse Radio Podcast.
Introduce the star of our show.
Sure.
The young man you've all been waiting for, Mr. Soul. So what do you say, let's all get together and welcome him to the stand with a great big hand.
Jesus Christ has arrived, everybody. Baby Jesus is here tonight. I hope you're all ready for the most beautiful person in the world. Come bring his beauty to you. Making beautiful times tonight, everybody.
Hey, Madhouse Radio.
Tuck, that's not you I'm talking about. I'm not talking about you, my friend, but I'm here. And I'm Carlito.
Oh, my bad, yo.
I am Carlito. I'm the HNIC. Hey there with me tonight, of course, is none other than the Madhouse crew headed by the Milkman. Milkman, how are you doing tonight, sir?
Man, what you saying, Carlito?
I am.
Good job, man. Hey, man. You're like the A class, man. What's this story I hear about you getting all these high grade points and stuff?
What, I got
B's. What I'm talking about, baby. We're going to have some fun tonight.
Yeah, we're going to have fun. We're going to have fun tonight, everybody. We're going to get traced by AT&T security and everything tonight. Everybody put your drinks up. And take a good sip. I see Tuck is here and Brandon Vegas.
Only if we cross our fingers and pray.
Yeah. I see Tuck and Brandon Vegas are here. How are you guys? Say it. Say it now. Say it.
We are it. We're on. We are with it.
Say it loud. Say it proud, everybody.
Listening to it now.
I see a lot of people in the chat room. I'd like to thank all of you who are joining us in the chat room tonight. It's always nice to have a beautiful crowd out there. You people are beautiful. Give yourselves a round of applause. The crowd, the fans tonight get a gold star. All right, man.
That's what I'm talking about. Hand out them stars, man. That's right. You all stars, man. We love y'all.
Save your gold stars, man. They're worth their weight in Madhouse dollars, man. With Carlito's picture on the front. Use those in the Madhouse store. Go to madhouselive.com. Check out the Madhouse store. And waste lots of money on them. The Madhouseness. Yeah. I'd like to thank Lonesome Loser for showing up. We see the Deads around. Fall. Big Falls around. I see Jill, MST3 Clay, Nunu. Nunu, we had a heated conversation this week earlier. Talented Mr. Ripley's out there. Deathlock, Big Zolar. Zolar Party Nation will be on tomorrow night at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. At this time, less than 24 hours, you can hear Zolar and his Party Nation on. That's going to be tomorrow night in less than 24 hours, so be sure to check that out. Go to ZolarCast.com. Go to SyndicateRadio.tv, home of Dino and all his friends over there. Dino will be on. Someday, I don't know. Dino will be on soon. Be sure you check all that out. Any plugs, Tuck? What's going on with you? Prank call that info. What's the deal with the Revolution? What's up with that?
You know, it's a choppy road and roller coaster, but at 4 o'clock on Sunday, you can hear me either doing a great show or screwing up like a motherfucker.
You guys get yourself some genuine snake oil. Tuck Show. We'll be giving that out. That's going to be this coming Sunday at 4 p.m. Be sure to check him out. He does a good job. He does a good fucking job. Yeah.
Baby, I'm fresh.
You want to reach me here tonight?
It warms to the touch. That snake oil does. It warms to the touch.
It's something queer like that. If you want to reach me tonight on the messengers.
I didn't say that.
I didn't mean that. Milkman's words, not mine. If you're using AOL or Yahoo Instant Messenger, AOL and Yahoo Instant Messenger, Madhouse Radio is my messaging nickname. And, yeah, whatever. I have an announcement to make. I'm going to fart in the microphone. Everybody ready for that? All right, let's listen to that.
No.
There you go. That was a weak one. That wasn't a strong one. Wow, that's a mighty...
A lot of bass.
Had a lot of bass. Wow, not my microphone. I got to take this off. That smells bad. Oof. Wow. Do you guys smell that? That's good. Good stuff right there. Good stuff.
Chicken.
Yeah, that wasn't chicken. We're going to be doing prank calls tonight. Lonesome Loser will be checking in here in a second with some numbers. It still smells like it. Lonesome Loser will be checking in with some numbers here soon. We look forward to that. We have a phone card. Thank you, Milkman, for supplying the phone card. And as I said before, everybody be sure to be ready to call in when the time is appropriate. Milkman, what is that toll-free line for tonight? Please let the ladies know if you could.
Ladies and gentlemen, that number is 888-278-8509. That's right, our time. You just give us your time.
Yeah, thank you. I just want to be honest with you all that I'm in an altered state tonight, and I don't plan on doing much of a show. I hope to be able to do pranks. If I can't, I'm sorry. I've got a lot of stuff going on right now in my life. And I think the least of which I need to be concerned about is doing a bad show. So we're going to do the best I can. And if you notice, I started late tonight, and you notice the audio quality is a little low tonight, and I seem to be going all over the place. Well, that's just the way it is. Lonesome Loser again, as I said, will be checking. He's already checked in with numbers. Here we go. I got some numbers coming in from Lonesome Loser here. These are from last week. Send him a good old... yellow. What's in the news, man? Anything? I heard the coach of the Atlanta Falcons is leaving. That's beautiful. Good for him. What else has happened? Gentlemen, I know some stuff happened. Yeah, did a bunch of people get shot at some mall since we were on last? Guys, any second.
Yeah. Well, man, when you see those prices for Christmas there tomorrow, I mean, I feel like shooting somebody, too. That's ridiculous.
Yeah, I know. Well, I mean...
I'm not pissing anybody off.
That kid probably couldn't find a parking spot or something, you know?
I know Ike Turner died.
That's right. That's one of the things. Ike Turner dead? Yeah. He had a good interview the other day.
You know, if he would eat fiber regularly, he wouldn't have that constipation. He would have been in a better mood.
Now
he's supposed to
get a good night's sleep.
It's all over.
Yeah, that's right. Tina won't be scared anymore of Ike. Anyway, yeah, but that was something, huh? He was on the Stern Show recently, did a very funny interview. He was, like, hooking up with some really young girl or something like that. And I don't know if it was recorded or what, but it was an interesting call that Ike Turner did where he called the Stern
Show. That'll kill you.
I will kill you. Sleeping with Ike Turner will kill you. Man, you know what? I just don't feel it tonight, guys. And I'm trying. It doesn't feel like Christmas. It's warm out here. It's like in the 80s. 79, 81, 82 is the temperature today or something. Damn it.
You're lucky it's only like 50 here.
Wow.
It's starting to snow. Gonna snow here pretty soon over here.
Yeah. Well, maybe I'll head down here eventually. I'm in Florida, so we're always the last ones to get hit. We got numbers coming in from Lonesome Loser. We have the R&R T-Bar and the Funky Buddha Lounge. All right. That's in Boca Raton, Florida. Mouth of the Rat, Florida. We have Cheap Smokes in a state that says M-O. What's M-O? Missouri? No. What's Mo? Anybody? That is Missouri, isn't it? Yeah. Missouri.
Yeah.
Mo Homo, I mean, it's Missouri. Mo Homo.
Mo. Well, maybe we'll call Chief Smokes. Let's call Chief Smokes, all right? I'm excited about that. We'll see how that goes.
Get him fired up, man.
Yeah, first prank call tonight. Just a moment, ladies. Thank you for bearing with us on this special madhouse.
Hi, you've reached the Funky Buddha. If you'd like to make a reservation, please leave your name.
Peach Fuzz.
Peach Fuzz.
Peach Fuzz.
Peach Fuzz. Peach Fuzz.
All right, well, that one didn't work. Let's try the other number. Just a moment, folks. Here we go again.
Chief Smokes, Regina, can I help you?
Hey, how you doing?
Fine.
I had the phone machine on block.
I'm sorry, what?
Shut up. Chief Smokes, right?
Yeah.
What's your cheapest menthols?
The Cheyennes.
Do you guys, what's like the, if you can look at it for me. You know how it has
what?
A, you know how it has supposed to have that stamp on the bottom?
Stamp on the bottom?
Yeah, it's got a stamp on the bottom.
Yeah.
I like to go, I scratch them off. I like to scratch the stamps off the bottom of the cigarettes. You know why?
Okay.
Because they're tax exempt when you do that. And then I still sell the cigarettes and I keep the tax for myself. You know why I do that?
Who is this?
You know why I do that? I'm gonna get to that in a moment. But do you know why I do that?
No.
Because I do not agree with the Second Amendment.
Okay, that's your choice, I guess.
Do you know what the Second Amendment is? You dare hang up the phone on me.
And who I will, is this?
If you dare hang up the phone on me, I will rain down a tear upon your business that no one will want to enter in because of all the bad publicity you're going to get. So don't you dare hang up the phone on me.
Who is this?
I am Ralph Littlejohn.
I have no idea who you are.
I'm a powerful man.
Are you now?
For a major network. And I also work for a major car manufacturer. And you put those two together, you know what you get?
No, I'm sorry, I don't.
Crude oil.
Crude oil.
So I think you and I should go into business together. Tobacco and oil.
I have no idea who you are.
The other day I mixed some oil with some tobacco, you know what I got?
What'd you get?
The cure for cancer.
Huh?
The cure for cancer. But guess who I'm not going to tell about the cure for cancer?
What?
Guess who I'm not going to tell about the cure for cancer?
Who is this?
I am Ralph Littlejohn.
And what are you doing calling here?
I'm telling you, by going into business where you mix tobacco and crude oil to get the cure for cancer. And then we'll...
I just think, honestly, I'm going to hang up the phone because I have no idea who you are.
Don't you dare hang up the phone. If you do, the publicity is going to be so bad that you're going to have to close the store tomorrow and never open it up.
I'm sorry, but I don't know who you are, and I'm not trying to be ignorant, but I am hanging up on you, and I think you've had one too many to drink or one too many to smoke.
How ignorant are you?
How ignorant am I? I'm not ignorant.
How do you not know who Ralph Littlejohn is?
I don't know who Ralph Littlejohn is.
I'm an important man from New York City.
I'm sorry.
Do you know how much I made on my taxes last year?
I don't care how much you made on your taxes last year. What are you doing calling the store? What do you need?
I had a tax return of $299 last year.
Okay, what do you need?
Well, I'm just, I'm an important person.
Okay, then what do you need and why'd you call the store?
I want to make the cure for cancer out of tobacco and crude oil. That's the third time I said it. I mean, obviously, you're somewhere else. You're not here in the present with me. You know, I set all my clocks ahead 5 minutes because I'm ahead of everybody else. How dare you? How dare you treat me with ignorance?
I'm not treating you with ignorance. I don't even know who you are.
Why did you take so long to say something on the phone? I thought you hung
because
up.
Because I was sitting there listening to what you were saying.
Well, you were supposed to make an answer like, uh-huh, or yes.
Well, I'm sorry, but I don't know who you are.
How much are your spaces?
My what?
Your spaces.
Spaces for what?
You know, your spaces where you park it.
What?
Do you charge for spaces?
Charge for spaces?
Yes.
On parking?
Yes.
I don't know. I just work here. I'm not like the boss or nothing.
Well, can you ring up in the cash register one space?
No, you can't ring up a parking space on the register.
But I know the UPC code.
I have no idea who you are, so I'm hanging up on you. Sorry, bye.
I like to dig through the trash.
Bye.
Bye. Whatever.
Yeah.
That was fun. I don't know what the hell I'm doing tonight. I don't know what the hell I'm doing tonight. Was that funny at all? Let's check the...
There's a couple of chuckles in there.
Good. Good for the chuckles.
Space is that old gag.
Yeah, the spaces things always get some. Fucking spaces. Zola thought it was funny.
I don't know who that was, but I'm hanging up right now. I'm picking on Daddy.
Saigon said it was so retarded it was funny. Saigon, very good. You know what? Saigon gets a gold star. His first gold star in the history of the franchise. Congratulations, Saigon. He's got a good point. That was the point. I just wanted to sound so retarded it was funny, man. You know, you're always ahead of me. I think Saigon sets his minute, his clock 10 minutes ahead of everybody. I only do 5. Saigon, he's 50% above the, above the ball. Excuse me. We've got Tiny's Diner coming up next in the mouth. Tiny's Diner, if you want to call in, the toll-free line is now open. Milkman, what is that toll-free line again? Now, please, go ahead. Yes,
that
now.
That number is 888-278-8509.
Yes.
888-788-5509.
Yes.
Call in on our dime.
Yes.
Just a little bit of time.
Yes.
And welcome back, Sweet Kisses.
Sweet Kisses, you little heartbreaker, you little love taker.
Heartbreaker.
We got a number here coming in on the mouth line. This is through our Amiibo client, the main page, madhouselive.com. We got a number for a John Rice. John Rice, he has a band called Tonic. Try to act like a record producer or something. He's very tall, just graduated college at Oakland University, Oaktown.
Jonathan. Looks like you're landing on the
What's
coast.
Up, Carlio?
Jonathan, what is going on, man?
Not much. I just got back from going out to eat and stuff and going grocery shopping.
Yeah. You had anything special for yourself? Any ice cream tonight?
No, I got me some Wonka's Nerds candy.
Okay.
And I'm enjoying a Full Throttle Blue Demon energy drink.
Good. I hope you enjoy that, man. Watch the sugar intake, all right?
Oh, I am.
Okay, good, good. So, man, how's the week been? The bus driving, everything's good, of course, I'm sure. I was on a bus today, man.
Oh, you were?
Yes, I was on a bus.
Cool.
Yeah, man. Now,
yeah, my bus is in the shop right now at a crack in the radiator, so I'm on an old spare bus right now.
Okay. Well, yeah, I mean, it happens, it happens. Getting cold up there, too, where you're at?
No, it's actually nice out here.
It
was actually 66 degrees this morning.
Wow. I would take 66. That's good. That's a good temperature, man.
Yeah. So, what you been up to?
You know, I had finals, and I had my last final on Monday, and I did good. I got B's this semester. B's. I'm busy with work. I've got an interview tomorrow, and I've just been generally tired and trying to catch up on a lot of rest that I missed in the last 2 weeks, so... Yeah, man. Right now, I drank a lot of alcohol before I came home tonight. You know, I hung out with some friends, and I'm kind of like on fumes right now. I don't know how I'm still functioning. I'm trying to do, you know, prank calls and stuff, and I think I'm doing okay for the situation, as it were. But probably not too much longer show. You know, we did a short show last week, and there's going to be a short one this week. I feel bad, but I got to be honest when I say I can't do it. And do these things for you all, not for me, okay?
I saw old Cheese Boy today.
How's he doing, man? I talked to him once, you know, online. He seemed okay, and he changed his number on it. He won't answer the number phone anymore. What the hell?
He has the same number. He's been going through a lot of stress because they just lost one of the bus drivers because she died over the Thanksgiving holidays, right in the hospital. So.
That's horrible, man. Thanksgiving, that's horrible. Her poor family. God rest her soul, man.
They've been under a lot of stress.
Yeah. I hear you, man. Well, you know, stress, what can you do, right? It's almost the holidays. We'll get some days off. We'll be okay, you know. We'll have our eggnog.
Yeah.
We'll have our Christmas presents. We'll have all that stuff. You know what I mean?
That's true.
All right, Jonathan. Now's your time.
I'd like to say hello to all my friends listening, and I hope you have a wonderful weekend. Merry Christmas.
Thank you, Jonathan. Jonathan, take care, Jonathan. Lost Boys. What is it? Lost Boys. What?
LostBoys.BraveHost.com.
LostBoys.BraveHost.com. All right, Jonathan, take care of yourself.
All right, bye.
Yes.
That was Jonathan, everybody. Let's put your hands together for Jonathan. All right.
Jonathan. Yeah. Thanks. Wheels on a bus go round and round.
Yes, they do. Yes, they do. Okay, we're calling John Rice. He's in the band called Tonic, and he graduated from Oakland University. One moment, everybody, for the next... First, so no,
gin and tonic. Gin and tonic. How about so gin fizz?
Whatever you say, buddy. Hang on.
Hello?
Hey, Mr. Rice.
That's me.
John Rice, how you doing, sir?
Good, how are you?
Nice to meet you. Jack Valente here, Virgin. How you doing, sir?
I'm sorry, I didn't catch that.
Jack Valente, how are you, sir?
I'm good. I got some.
Look, we got a circulation here. Some band named Tonic. The guy gave me your name as a contact number to contact. What's going on, man?
Oh, I'm sorry, dude. I'm sorry. I thought you were a.
You thought I was a jerk. I know. Whatever. Look, I'm a cast.
Well, if it was just a number, you know, I'm like. Who's trying to sell me something at fucking 11 o'clock at night?
Yeah. Well, the thing didn't work. Anyway, so I'm calling from. I'm a casting director on behalf of CBS Networks. I'm sure you know about the strike. We've got a reality show coming on. We want you guys to come try out.
You want me to come try out for a reality show?
Absolutely, jackass. I would like you to come try out for a reality show. You're going to play your fucking guitar and be great. How about that?
Doesn't really sound that appealing to me. I'm not going
to lie. I don't like the fucking way you're talking to me. How about that?
It's
a what? It's a what? What? Why you stutter so much? What? What?
Do you want to continue this conversation, or are you done?
Well, you see, you came off all across all wrong. You got me upset and I'm on guard, all right?
Well, man, I apologize.
Well, I've been hung up on three times in a row.
That's not my fault. And I think it might be, you know, like, the call comes through on a restricted number, so that already sends up a red flag.
You know, I don't go down to where you work and jump up and down on the bed, okay? So stop telling me what the problems are with my job are. All right?
Man, I can't imagine why you got hung up on two times in a row.
I have no idea either, but I've had enough of you people, to be honest with you. You people are sick, and I've had enough of it, all right?
Okay.
You know what? Forget it. Forget I even brought it up. Forget it. Okay? You know why? Your attitude, kid.
Why?
Your attitude. You're not going to make it anywhere in this business. I'm going to make sure you don't get anywhere. All the doors are closed from now on.
Tell me something.
This group named Tonic.
Tell me one song that I've
written. I don't have the names of the songs. I have the name of the band. If I had the name of the song, I would have been like, oh, I heard this song. It was great. I didn't say the songs. I heard about the band. You know, we're just looking for warm bodies. We're looking for the people who are going to get eliminated in the first three rounds. That's all we're looking for right now. If you're good, if you think you have what it is, maybe we would have let you go further. But you know what? You ruined that. You fucked it up. But the other thing is, you might as well just give up the instruments. You might as well just put them down. Put down your guitar, your oboe, whatever it is that you play. Because you know what? Your doors are going to be completely closed from now on. Anywhere you go, anybody who says the band Tonic, they're going to say, oh, no. No, thank you. You're going to go to some office, and the lady's going to be like, who is it? And you're like, oh, it's John Rice from Tonic. She's going to close the door in your face politely. politely.
Dude, do you realize that you got the wrong guy, man? I'm not in a band called Tonic or Tonic.
That's what you said when you first did. Now you're lying to me. You know what?
I'm not. I swear to God. You don't know anything about me.
You know what?
You got the number? I can tell you. I'm not in a band called Tonic.
I am banning you, John Rice, from the industry. I'm the president of the music industry, and forget it. Nothing for you. John Rice, from now on, no one with the name last name Rice is going to get anywhere anymore. And you might as well just give, you can change your last name, I'm still going to find you.
Okay. You gotta fucking get it pulled together, man.
Well,
I haven't done anything.
I draw the line on being rude with record executives on the phone. That's where I draw the line.
Dude, you're a record executive?
I'm a well-paid one, as a matter of fact.
And I'm supposed to believe, and you're doing, I gotta tell you, if you're a record executive, that's great. And if you make records, that's even better. If you're doing a reality show...
I don't care less about the music or the fans.
You were the nicest person in the world. I wouldn't have any interest in doing a reality show.
Yeah.
But
well...
The fact is, if you called, and you weren't clear, I couldn't understand what you were saying. I thought you were trying to solicit something.
Yeah, well, look, you're fired, and I need all your music-making material, all your scripts, anything that you have. I need you to box them up. I'm going to give you an address here in a little bit for you to send it to.
Oh, man. I feel like I might be on a reality show right now. Boiling Point or something?
No, it doesn't work that deep. No, honestly, don't bother with the music. You have a bad attitude. I heard good things about you, but they only get you so far.
Okay. Well, what if I sent you, like, a box of chocolates or something?
Good night, Mr. Rice. Good night. Goodbye.
You have $3.05.
I hate this. This show sucks tonight, man.
That's pretty good, man. He plays a pretty mean skin flute. I mean, that's the rumor, isn't it?
Yeah.
If I'm not mistaken, wasn't there a band called Tonic in the 90s?
Yeah, he copies everybody, that guy. John Rice is a copycat. So whoever is listening out there who thinks that's his friend... John Rice.
He is already banned.
He's a thief. He's banned already from Madhouse Radio. And I'm banning him from Syndicate also, that guy, Tonic guy. John Tonic is banned. Mm-hmm. You're not welcome here.
That band is banned.
Don't come around here no
Your
more.
Your band has been banned.
Who sung that song, Don't Come Around Here No More?
Don't come around here no more.
Don't come around here no more. Oh, that video was nuts where it was like Alice in Wonderland. And then the end, the guy, Tom Petty. Wasn't it Tom Petty? He was dunking her in the donut.
Yeah, Tom Petty.
He's dunking her in the donut and the big thing of coffee, and he ate her. That was wicked, man, wicked. I had nightmares about that video when I was like 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. Yeah, Tom Petty, man, and the Heartbreakers. Yeah, check them out, Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers.com. So excited about tonight's show. I'm telling you, we're going places. Well, I thank everybody else who's listening tonight. I see Grinch is over there smiling. He's got his headset on, everything. Yeah. What's up, Jonathan? Woo! See Ms. Dark Jedi, I think. Or is that Mr. Dark Jedi? Hang on, I need glasses. That's Mrs. Dark Jedi. It's good to see you, Mrs. Dark Jedi. Zolar says the show sounds much better. We hear Milkman better. Yeah, you know what? We've made a lot of improvements here. And Milkman, that's a testament to you. Milkman, you know, good work with the audio, man. Good work.
Yeah, man. Yeah. And it's going to be many better things to come.
I'm
bisexual.
I'm
fabulous, man. We're doing some mad upgrades this year.
Yeah. I'm upgrading to first class, baby.
Okay.
Here we go.
That's
more prank
right,
calls.
Man, that's right.
That's right. We're going to call the Coda Rat Hole. This is in Coleyville, Texas. Texas.
Got a text in your ass. Makes me my ass itch.
Yeah, we're working on that here. Hang on, Milkman. Thanks for bringing that up. I forgot to turn the cam on. There we go. Now it's turned on. I did that the whole show last week. I forgot to turn it on. All right, ladies, now you can see me. Woo, woo, woo. Hoo-ga.
I am bipedal.
Hi.
I'm
what are you doing, stud man?
I heard KDK passed out on the air again last night, huh, Milkman?
Wow.
He's like, oh, Jesus. I got
no
the
way.
I've got the vapors. Whoa.
Not the legend. He is the legend, dude.
Last night on KDK's Psychobabble, I've got the vapors. Let's get them all. That's, yeah, that's what everybody does when they listen to that guy's show. Whatever. I gotta get drunk and pass out so people talk
He's
about
hot.
Me. I'm KDK. So I entertain people. I get drunk and get verbally abusive, pass out, and people say, wow, that guy's, you know what, who cares, right? Fuck it.
That's skills, man. He's
You've never passed out after you got drunk in the air yet, have you?
Me? No. No, I end up ending the show right before I do that. I usually end up rambling and cursing
people
out.
He starts messaging me. Right. He starts messaging
me. No one can take you as being the copycat.
I'll message Milkman, like, Milkman, I think I'm going to pass out. I'm ending the show now.
Yeah. I'm ending this shit now. And I'm like, oh, God. Once it starts there, then I know it's time to go.
Yeah, okay, so we're recalling the rat hole. Hang on.
No one continues being the copycat, then can they?
Oh, jeez, I know, right? Heaven forbid I actually pass out on the air. KDK will say I'm stealing his flavor. That idiot.
That takes skills, man. That takes years of skills to develop.
I'm sure it does.
You have 3 hours, 12 minutes, 37 seconds.
Before deduction of applicable fees and charges as listed on the back of your card and poster.
KDK invented picking up the phone and prank calling people.
That's what I understand, yeah.
Yeah. He invented putting a microphone on his computer and talking to it and other people listening. How you doing?
Alright.
Alright, you guys still seating?
What?
Shut up. You guys still seating?
This is Coder Rat Hole.
That's what I said. That's what I asked. What did I ask? Did I say this is Coder Rat Hole? Did I not acknowledge you when you said that the first time?
You have
you fucking
Please enter your destination number now.
I'm giving out her number now. I'm just
you have
screwing
3
it up.
Hours, 11 so minutes, quick. 11 seconds.
Before deduction of applicable fees and charges as listed on the back of your card and poster.
Look, I am sorry. I got upset.
Anybody I'd like to speak to?
Yes.
Who?
The owner of the store.
There's no one in. They left the office at 5.
Who are you exactly?
The answering service.
The answering service?
Mm-hmm.
This place has an answering service?
Yes, this is an oil field company.
I know, and they said that they couldn't pay my salary anymore. They let me go. Now, all of a sudden, they have a fancy answering
okay.
service.
You want to leave a message for him tomorrow?
Yeah. You ready to write it down?
Yep.
Okay.
What's your name?
My name is Val.
Val? V-A-L?
V-A-L.
Okay.
Williams. What's that in the background?
My phone.
Your cell phone?
Yeah.
You're not supposed to have cell phones out on the floor.
Yeah,
I am. Why don't you just go answer the cell phone since you're so professional?
What is the message you'd like to leave?
Okay. Okay. You jerks, let me go because you couldn't afford my salary and you're paying for this woman to answer the phone after hours now. And she's playing on the phone and hanging up on me. Read that back, please.
Let me go because you couldn't afford my salary and she is playing on the phone and hanging up on me.
Well, you hired this woman to answer the phone, but you said you couldn't afford to pay me. And she says it's okay to answer her cell phone.
Did I answer my cell phone? I hung my friggin' cell phone.
Just take the message. Just take the message, please.
I'm talking to you.
Do your job.
I'll call back tomorrow.
Do your job.
You have $2.65.
He
was getting
happy there.
Yeah. Jeez. All right, well, that was fun. We got another number here being sent in on the MadhouseLive.com website. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Blessing Loser, for that last number, by the way. That was
thank
gonna,
you.
That lady wasn't too happy, was she? I was trying to get her in trouble. That's wrong. All right. And the reason I said Val was because his name's shot up here. We got a guy named Val. His dad owns a lot of property, an apartment complex in St. Clair County, Michigan. Tell him you'll whack his dad now for a share. Wow, this is crazy. Oh, this is the same guy online. All right, well, he's sending in another number now or something. All right, well, we'll try Val. We'll try Val. I think he's in the Syndicate Radio website, too. I think he's at syndicateradio.tv. All of you, be sure to check that out.
Fuck you, bitch, motherfucker.
Any prank calls you guys want to hear? Any madhouse calls you'd like me to play? Anything, go back, think back, anytime. I have it ready. You guys want to have a...
Oh, man. Do you have the one where you got the orange glow guy that wanted to beat your ass out in the parking lot?
We play... That's long, man. How about something... Come on, something short. Something short. Come on, man.
All-time favorite has always been the very first Pasquale call. That's like my ultimate favorite call.
Oh, we play that too much. How about we call the real Pasquale? Remember that guy? The toilet?
He kind of wimped out. He kind of reminded me of DTT.
You think so? I don't know. All right, here's you.
What about the one with the old drunk guy at the bar, and the kid says, "I got a shotgun for you."
Oh, that's that prank call I did there before there was even a madhouse. That's
ancient, dude, but it hasn't heard air in probably a year or more.
That's Nigga Cab, I think, right? N Cab, I think I called it. What did I call that?
Nigga Cab. Yeah, that's the one. That's what it was called.
Yeah.
Hello.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Hello, this is Alan.
This is my first recorded prank call ever.
This is Alan. And I need a ride home.
Where you at?
I'm moving here to the bar.
What?
I'm moving here to the bar.
Who the hell is this?
Hang on.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello, yeah, that is the taxi service.
Man, who the fuck is this?
Is this the taxi service?
Man, I'm about to fucking whoop somebody's ass. Who the fuck is this?
Is this the taxi service, though?
You think this shit's funny, huh?
Is this the taxi service?
Yeah, it's taxi service when I put your head on my motherfucking wall, motherfucker.
Look, sir, I got a man over here. He done diarrhea all over himself. We need to get him out of the bar. We're here in the barrier.
Yeah, I give you fucking man diarrhea or something. You see the fucking blade I'm about sticking your ass. Who the fuck are you?
Listen here, sir. Now, I don't understand you. I don't appreciate your violence with me. Now, I'm the manager here at the bar, and I need to get this man out of here. He's drunk and he can't drive. Now, are you going to help us out or not?
Oh,
you jive turkey ass motherfucker. What is your problem now?
Jive turkey, you bitch.
You didn't hear, boy. You don't talk to me like that now. Who are you? You damn racist people over here riding on car taxi company. You going to come pick the man up or not?
You jive turkey motherfucker.
Who are you speaking to, son? What's your name? Let me speak to your manager.
I don't know, but you better talk white in about 3 seconds or your ass going to be fucking knowing something about fucking off button.
But now, I need to know if you can come pick up the man or not.
Where the hell are you?
We're over here at Dickie Doo's in DeBarry.
Dickie Doo's?
Yeah.
Man, you just show me a place, dude. I'm about to come whoop some motherfucker's ass because I don't even know who the fuck you're talking about.
How much you going to charge you, guy? Pick somebody up over here the taxi cab.
Man, this ain't no motherfucking taxi cab. I'm coming fucking picking somebody up. I'm whoop this goddamn ass.
I'll kick your ass, you son of a bitch, and your goddamn mother.
What?
I'm mother, your mother.
You motherfucking nigger, how you like that, you piece of shit?
I'm not a fucking nigger, you son of a bitch.
You nigger motherfucker.
He's probably a nigger, man.
What? You don't... Oh, sir. Well, let me speak to Michael Frazier.
Man, I'm a motherfucking... This is a private goddamn phone. It's a white man that don't want to hear from no goddamn niggers calling me in the fucking middle of the night.
Listen, boy.
What the fuck you call, bro? I'll show you a boy with a 12-gauge shotgun, motherfucker.
Listen, cracker.
Three letters.
Listen here, cracker.
You call me a cracker, I'll
honky.
I'll sell you some fucking three-letter, motherfucker.
I'll see you here. I'll see you here. I'll see you here in your taxi. I'm going to urinize in your gas tank.
I don't give a shit about gas tank. I'll see you
mud
in your ass.
Shut up, motherfucker.
I don't know who the fuck you are.
Who you? Are you Michael Frazier?
Man, this ain't Michael Frazier, man. This is a motherfucking white man.
Shut up.
Don't want to hear.
I must have the wrong number then.
Yeah, you got the fucking wrong number, so fucking don't call this number again.
Listen here. Listen here. Hang on.
Listen here. You tell me where the fuck you are, and I'm going to come in and
hello.
Shoot
this
your
is
ass.
I'm David, the manager here at the bar. What seems to be a problem?
I don't care what the fuck is the problem, but someone's calling up my goddamn phone. I ain't a fucking taxi cab.
Hey. Now, listen to me. I heard I've had you calling this establishment plenty of times now, and I'm going to have a trace. Why are you calling here being violent? We've had some guy calling here making racist comments before. Is this him?
I ain't calling making racist comments. I'm calling racist comments now because I want to hear some fucking nigger call me.
Leroy over here saying you're calling him a nigger and stuff.
I am calling him a nigger because he's calling my goddamn phone. So
why do you have to call people nigger for? What's your problem? Is this the we calling the taxi service and trying to get in touch with Mr. Frazier?
You don't.
Yay, look at that. Classic Carlito call.
That is a miracle there, man.
Yep. Nunu says, play last week's UK calls. Were those really good? Fuck. Were those really
good? That's the one where the dead called, man. Yeah, and you got that old lady from Essex pissed off.
Oh, the old lady was like...
She was pissed.
That old lady was like, don't call here. Like that, yeah.
You know it's 4:19 to now? Why are you calling me 4 now?
Yeah, that dumb lady. Yeah, I don't have those ready. I'm sorry. Can't do it. Too bad. Next week. I'll have to get those edited, my friend. I'll have them by the weekend. I promise. Oh, that's the song we're going to break. We're not playing that yet. We're not going to break yet. Anyway.
Break a 1-9. Here's a bit.
Okay, so yeah, we're talking about calling this Val guy, whose dad owns a lot of property in Michigan. Just a moment for the next prank call of the night, everybody. Doo-doo-doo.
Not available.
Oh, fuck. Well, that didn't work. Cell phone's either turned off or something of that nature, so we move on. We have an international number being submitted here by someone in Ireland. This one here is a hotel in Turin. This is in Italy, as a matter of fact. But I don't know the country code for Italy, so I don't know. Do we get what's our rate like? What's our rate like to Italy, Milkman? Any idea?
I think it's going to be comparable to the UK.
Okay, so we might be able to do Italy.
I don't know the. Yeah, I think we should be okay.
Okay, well, I need
just
a country code.
Just listen to the minutes going in, and then you'll have an idea.
Yeah, I need a country code for
country code.
I need a country code for Turin, Italy. It's the La Petite Hotel. Yeah, sure, we'll do it, but like I said, need a country code, so work on that, kid, and we'll see about that. Please. Milkman, you're asking if the dead call has been isolated? No, we answered that. No, not yet. Anything that was non-international from last week is edited. Weren't there some funny calls? I haven't even listened to them since, so I have no idea if there were any good calls at all last week or not. I don't remember. What was your...
Oh, yeah.
Were there any of those? I don't know.
Yeah, that was funny, man. It wasn't that long, but every one of them was all pretty, pretty in the groove, man. So we pretty had a hot, tight show. A little short, but all of them were hitting.
Well, let's work on some more prank calls now, then, right? Instead of just dolly gagging around here, we've got Tiny's Diner.
Yeah.
Tiny's Diner is located in the state of Washington. Just a moment. Next prank call of the night. Yada yada yada.
Italy country code is 39.
Thank you, Tuck.
Yep.
Tiny's.
Yep. Hello.
Hello?
Hello. Tiny's?
Yes?
Hey there. Could I ask you a favor?
What's that?
You think you could turn down the jukebox a little bit?
Okay.
Well, it's a question.
Why do I need to turn down the jukebox?
I didn't say, like, you say okay. I was asked, like, maybe, like, a yes or no answer.
Yeah?
Did you just turn it down, or did you step outside?
I turned it down.
Okay. Is there anybody complaining?
No. They might start to, but...
Can you ask the guy if he's going to complain? Because I asked him nicely to turn it down. He said no. He said, you know, I asked him a question. I said, hey.
Who is this?
My name is Ralph Littlejohn. I was just in there, and I asked that guy who picked this song. I asked him, hey, man, does this jukebox take quarters or tokens? He said, I don't know, faggot. And I'm like,
oh.
I don't know, faggot. I just asked him, you know, if the jukebox took quarters or tokens.
Okay.
So, you know, ask him if he's got a damn problem.
I don't think I'm going to go there with that, sorry.
Well, just ask if anybody has a problem so I know, you'll know who it is.
Okay.
And then
so
I want...
Why, are you still here, or...?
No, I had to leave because I was embarrassed because everyone kind of had a laugh at me.
Oh.
But I want to sue the guy because I'm an attorney, so I want you to ask whoever says, yeah, me, then I want to talk to him on the phone because I need to get his information.
Oh, please. You're going to sue somebody because he didn't want to turn the music down?
No, but he called me a faggot.
Okay, and you took that personally?
Well, I kind of did, yeah. I mean, I left the place, didn't I?
Okay, well, I don't think bringing in a third party is a good idea. If you have a problem, you should probably come talk to him.
Well, it's third-party arbitration, and I've subpoenaed you here. I got the judge already signed off on it.
You have a judge signed off because someone called you a faggot?
Well, I sleep with a judge.
Oh.
It's a female judge. I'm not a faggot.
Do you sleep with Sam?
I slept with Pam. What's so funny?
All right. Well, either way, I mean...
Well, do your job and just ask, you know, I'm a man, and...
Well, if you're a man, then maybe you should act like one and not call me to do your work.
It's about time that you start doing what I say, woman, so go ahead and ask, you know...
Why do I need to start doing what you say? Are you really going to tell me what to do and be rude like that? Because if you want to sue somebody, I can sue you, right?
I'll pay your taxes.
You pay my taxes?
I sure as hell do.
I pay my own taxes, thank you.
I pay your salary and your taxes.
You don't pay my salary.
Yes, I do. Yes,
you
I do.
You do not.
Yes, I do.
You do?
Yes.
How do you pay my salary?
I'm Ralph Littlejohn, a.k.a. Tiny.
Are you?
Yes.
I don't think so.
Well, I pay your taxes. I've been paying you under the table for a while.
No, you haven't.
Well, it doesn't. You're not having as many taxes taken out of your paycheck as you would.
Monkey.
As you would. You would have a lot more taken out if it wasn't for me.
Really?
So anybody who dares put a hand on my jukebox or say that I can't turn it up like I want, I'm going to sue them. Because
I wanted it turned up. You told me to turn it down.
I said whoever says that I can't turn it down.
You said anybody who can't let me turn it up.
I said turn it down. I said turn it down, all right? No, it's not funny because that's not what I said. That's not what I fucking said, all right?
Okay, you know, if you're a real lawyer, you would have a little more professionalism about yourself.
No, because I'm tired of having the door closed in my face. He's the third person this month who's called me the F word. I don't need that shit, all right?
Okay.
I'm going to sue everybody who tries to cross me.
Okay,
anybody who disrespects me. You know why? Because it's illegal to hurt it's illegal to put your hand on someone. But
they can put their hand on you.
But it sure as hell isn't illegal.
Freedom of speech, I'm sure.
Do you know Martin Luther King died so people like me could sue pieces of trash like you? And
you're telling me I'm a piece of trash right now?
You know what?
Because someone called you a fag in this bar and I'm not willing to turn the music down for you?
No, because you said
you're
I have...
You're going to sit here and tell me I'm a piece of trash?
You said I have a problem. I don't have a problem, lady.
Come back in here and call me a piece of trash and see what happens, all right?
I'm Ralph Littlejohn.
You do that. Come right fucking back in here and come right in my face and call me a piece of trash and see what happens.
I'm going to be the guy with the Oakley sunglasses.
Okay, you come in with some Oakley sunglasses and call me a piece of trash.
I wear my sunglasses at night. You know why? Because I'm Ralph.
This is rude.
I'm Ralph fucking Littlejohn. That's why.
Okay.
I got a tattoo.
Okay.
Of Oakley sunglasses on it.
Okay. I'm happy for you, but you shouldn't call people pieces of trash.
Well, I'm suing you for being a piece of trash.
You're going to sue me for being a piece of trash?
That's right.
How much have you had to drink?
Not that much.
Not that much?
But I'm a Mormon.
You're a Mormon.
Yeah.
And you haven't had that much to drink.
You know, I read that article what Mike Huckabee said.
This guy's cracking me up. I don't know.
Let me talk to that woman back there who thinks that she can tell you what to do. She can't tell you what to do. You're going to take that from her?
I will.
Stand up for yourself. Who is that?
I'm taking it from you.
I command you to tell her.
I'm not commanding anybody to do anything. You definitely can't command me to do anything. Sorry.
What did I tell you about the whole taxes and everything?
I don't care about taxes. Like, pay all the taxes you want. You ain't going to tell me what to
honey,
do.
Honey, either you do what I say or I'm going to sue you for being a horse's ass.
All right, then you sue me for that.
You horse's ass.
Okay.
You know what else?
What?
I'm going to put the judge in line right now to rule on it right now.
Okay, you do that.
Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
Well, look at that. You're guilty.
I know. I'm so guilty.
You're guilty. I need you to give me your social security number, and I'm going to put it right now.
I'm sorry. The jukebox is too loud. I can't hear you.
Oh, all of a sudden the jukebox is loud, huh? You piece of trash, woman.
All right.
I command you to hang up the phone.
Okay, goodbye.
Finally, she does something I say.
Nice.
You gotta know how to handle them, those ladies. Yeah.
That was a good one.
She was a brave one.
I don't know, I'm in a weird fucking mood tonight, dude. I'm usually not like this, but...
She was a brave one.
Yeah. That was fun. Anyway.
Mad.
So we have a prank call request here from... This one is from... we're taking requests here tonight. Madhouse Pranks. If you want us to play them, we'll play them. This one is going out to the Grinch.
This is Pete.
Cheese boy.
Hey.
Hey, I need to speak to my, someone told me to give a call here for some guy named Cheese Boy.
Cheese Boy?
Yeah, someone said to call Cheese Boy over here about the bus.
I don't know nothing about that.
Do you know Cheese Boy? Is he there? Do you know who that would be?
This is Bay District School Transportation.
Excuse me, what?
This is Bay District School Transportation.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, we're calling about the bus. I need, I was told to ask for Cheese Boy.
What bus it is looking for?
Bus number 12.
No.
It was in for maintenance a few months ago, and it's completely messed up. The filter wasn't changed on it. About half the oil that it was supposed to have in it.
Bus number 12?
Yeah.
We don't have a bus number 12.
Well, they said Cheese Boy worked on it.
Do you know anybody about here by the going? You got the wrong... I'm sorry, sir. You got the wrong place.
Mr. Smith, don't give me the runaround and be a man for once and put Cheese Boy on the line or I'm going to have you reported.
I'm going to tell you what, my friend. I'm going to hang up on you because we don't have a cheese ball here. And I am the shot foreman. Bye.
Okay. What's that about anyway? I am the shot foreman. Bye. I'm going to call him on the other line. Hang on. I'm going to call him on the other line. Okay, yeah. Carlito's going to call him in. So anyway. What was it about? At the end, he's like, he gives out his title. I am the shot foreman. Bye. Okay. Good for you, buddy. Whatever. Wow. I'm Ralph Littlejohn, big deal.
That means I'm a big shot around here.
I'm the HNIC here. So that one's for the Grinch. Yeah, and we have another request here also coming in. This one is from Gatto is God 35 on AOL Instant Messenger, where you can message me if you message Madhouse Radio. And keep in mind, the toll-free line is open. The line is 1-888-278-8509. We have a lot of numbers here. If you want to do a prank call, you're more than welcome to join in and take a stab at it. Anybody who's listening right now, any of the old guys, the old crew, Zolar, Lego, any of you who want to call in, go ahead, man. We'll be good to talk to you guys. Talked to Zolar earlier tonight. Nice talking to him. We have Woody's Barbecue, the Wild Card Saloon. We have Dillinger's, which is a billiards and nightclub. And we also have James Lionel Hicks in Belfast, Ireland. And we also have the hotel in Turin, Italy. And we have something else here. We got a request here also from the Madhouse website. If we can call in here tonight. I'm loading that up right now. I'll let you guys know what that is. I believe this is one of the... I think this is Lego here. Let's find out.
Madhouse Radio, you're on the air.
My baloney has a first name.
It's P-E-T-E-R.
My baloney has a second name.
It's K-U... No, I'm not going to do that, man. What's going on, brother?
Tell him who I am.
Who cares? What's going on?
You know, I was a cop, and I got fired off the fucking force.
Yeah? You gotta get that expunge off your record, dude, man.
Mm-hmm. Yo, let me tell you something right now, man. That was the funniest fucking call. I mean, I just logged in and you were fucking...
I don't know what
the hell. Telling that chick she was getting all fucking bent out of shape. It was great.
Yeah, she didn't like... Yeah, the piece of trash thing, I really threw her for a loop. She was like, why you call me, son?
Kind that
of
was
thing.
Great. That was
yeah,
so funny.
She didn't dig that.
I wear Oakleys. I wear my sunglasses
yeah,
at night.
Yeah.
I'm a Mormon. Dude, you were fucking off the hook. That
yeah.
was funny as hell, dude.
I don't know. I'm in a weird night, weird mood tonight, man. Just really, I don't know.
That was good, man. That was like some social engineering and shit. That
yeah.
was good.
Thanks, man. Thanks. We got a bunch of numbers here, man. We got a guy in Ireland named James Lionel Hicks. What else?
Yeah, what's his deal? You want to call James Lionel Hicks?
Yeah,
we'll call him.
We can do that. Let's see what. Hang on. Let's see here. We got a young guy. Hey, here's the thing. We have a leak from one of the. Let's just say he's one of the major cell phone companies. Okay, this guy works at their. He's a repairman for their phones that get turned back in on insurance. You know what I mean?
Right.
So he goes through the phones, and when he sees a good lead on a cell phone, he gives it to us. And let's see, we got a guy who sends pics to, and he gives the email address to, he sends pics of himself with gold teeth. And he's got the email address that he sends it to, apparently. He wears an A-Town hat looking thugged out. You can clearly see the suburbs in the background. He's got a friend named Hulsa and Soldier. And he recommends that we call and say that he's being locked down or something. You know, you understand? You follow me? I don't know if you follow me here. Maybe that's not a good idea. I don't know. Let me look.
Hey, I understand the guy. He gets the cell phones and he sends pictures of his gold teeth and he sends you know, whatever. He sperm sample. I don't know.
Whatever. I don't know. Are you on? You're not on G Talk. If you're on Google Talk, I can send it to you in a second. The details. You see what I'm talking about.
I'll get on Google Talk. Hold on.
Get on the Google Talk. We'll figure it out.
Yo, we got, you know, this girl, Lush Shadow, who's in the room. She was in a bad car accident a day ago. She, 60 miles an hour into a telephone pole, man.
Holy shit,
she's lucky
really?
To be alive.
60 miles an hour?
Wow.
She have her seatbelt on?
She looks pretty good, though, for somebody who hit a telephone pole.
Okay, well, that's nice. But does she have her seatbelt on, at least? I mean, is that what
man,
happened?
They got
no,
a
no, I don't know what she... Oh, look at her back. Look at her back. Holy shit.
Wow, it's all bruised dude. Up.
Yeah,
it's all
fucked
up. Damn, man. Sorry, girl. Ooh, she's got like a... Did they put a rod in there or something? Maybe, I don't know. Poor girl.
No, dude, she wouldn't be... She wouldn't be back
yeah,
in
the
house.
Yeah, she wouldn't be on the
You know, you're going to have to get some chiropractic help for that. All right.
Yeah.
Hold on, I'm logging on to Gmail right
I
now.
I don't believe in that chiropractic stuff, though, you know? I don't buy that. It's almost like snake oil, you know what I mean? Something about
yeah, it's like
it.
Voodoo and shit. You go in there and in the back room, they got like a little doll made of you.
Yeah, they take your hair when you're coming in or something. They take your they lift your fingerprints off the doorknob. Milkman, I see you're requesting the Charlie Patton call. Cool deal. We'll play that here before the night is through.
All right, I'm on.
Yeah.
Definitely. There you go. All right, Lego. I just sent you the information right there. That's the skinny on the guy. All right.
Okay.
So. Awesome. Review that. We're going to come right back with the next prank call. Dr. Lego here entertaining us with a prank call. Just a moment, folks.
Hello.
What the fuck? Well, that was a waste of time. Okay, we're just going to call Ireland then, if you're good with that.
Yeah, fuck it.
Or
call Ireland.
Or barbecue. The barbecue in
okay,
California.
Go ahead, man.
Barbecue in California first. Let's do that first. Let's, let's shoot the bar low first.
Barbecue in California?
Yeah, Woody's Barbecue. I'll send you the details in a second here.
Thanks for calling Woody's. This is Daniel. I'm going to help you.
Hey, Dan, what's up, man?
Hey, what's up?
What's going on? Listen, man, I've been eating your food now for a while, and it's payback time, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
All right. So, listen, here's the deal. Here's what I need, all right? Me and my band are going to come over there tomorrow.
You and your band?
Yeah.
Okay.
And we're going to...
Tomorrow?
We're gonna play, man. We're gonna set up and play a little bit, and then I want some free barbecue.
Okay, will you hold on for 1 second?
Dan, listen. My band Kick the Midget. My band is called Kick the Midget. We're the best shit out.
What's that?
My band is Kick the Midget. Listen, let me tell you something. All right, you know who you're talking to? This is Wild E. I'm the leader. I'm the I'm the leader of Kick the Midget. Why I eat? I eat your frog, man.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I love that barbecue. Now, listen. Kick the Midget will be there tomorrow, all right? We're gonna sit up. We're going to do maybe a song and a half, and then you're going to feed us some ribs and some mashed potatoes, shit like that.
Right,
and you're going to feed my Uncle Fred, too, because he manages the band. Hold on. Uncle Fred!
Whoa, hey. How you doing? Hey, this is Uncle Fred. How you doing?
What?
Hey, this is Uncle Fred. How's it going on?
What's going on?
I count the money and the bills, and I keep the books, man.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, you got pool park?
Yeah.
You got pool park?
Of course.
Yeah, well, you can use a snow marinade. What do you do? What do you do with the sauce?
I don't know.
You got a mustardy sauce?
Of course.
Well, we'll rate it on the Saffir-Simpson scale. What would you say?
Hold on one sec.
Saffir-Simpson.
Get Jack Masterson on.
Oh, yeah, he's ready.
Thanks for holding. This is Kevin.
Hey, this is Jack.
Kevin!
Hello?
Kevin!
Hello?
Yes.
Hey, man, listen. Listen to me. This is Wild E. My band is called Kick the Midget. I got my uncle on the phone. We're gonna come down there. I've been eating your food for a long time. We're coming down there tomorrow. We're gonna play and we're gonna eat some pulled pork.
Oh yeah. Hello.
Okay.
My uncle's gonna tell you all the details and I'll put DM. Go ahead, Uncle.
First of all, the pulled pork. How long do you slow marinate it, sir? Hello?
You have...
Fucking Jack Masterson shit. That was stupid. Like,
yeah,
I think you
never know how it's gonna go.
I screwed it up. I fucked it up. Damn it. Alright.
It was alright.
Okay, we'll call Thomas O'Malley in Ireland. The country of Ireland, alright? He's not just Irish, he's actually Irelandish.
Okay. Thomas O'Malley it is.
O'Malley. You got any Irish in you, Lego?
Fuck yeah, but actually I don't have Irish in me, but I put my dick in my wife who's got some Irish in her.
There you go. Got some Irish on it.
Yeah, I got some Irish like schmegma on me, that's what I got.
Right on. Jeez.
Tom O'Malley?
Yes.
Hi, is Thomas there, please?
Thomas, no. Who's calling?
I'm looking for Tom O'Malley.
Yes, and who's looking for him?
Oh, my name is Kevin O'Malley. I'm calling from the United States of America. I've been looking up on my family tree. You guys are my cousins.
Right, yes. We have Thomas O'Malley.
My name is Kevin O'Malley. What's your name?
Our name's O'Malley as well. And how are you connected to us?
Okay, because my mother's sister's cousin's grandmother used to be a maid for the emperor. And that's how we're related.
Oh, right, right.
Right. So I just wanted to call up and tell you guys I'm going to be coming there. I'm going to stay with you guys for a week.
I don't know who you are. What part of America you're from?
My name is Kevin O'Malley. I'm from Kansas City, Missouri. That's right around New Jersey.
Right, right.
Right.
I'm sorry.
I'm in a rock band. We're coming to Ireland, and we're playing. We're gonna play up and down all the places and eat sardines. My band is called Kick. My band is called Kick the Midget, and this is I'm your cousin.
Well, don't be coming to visit us because we've got very elderly people in this house, so we wouldn't be able for visitors.
No, listen, I'm no tr- trouble. I just need, like, a little place to stay, and I'll cook dinner for you.
No, thank you, all the same. Okay.
All right, listen, Miss O'Malley, you're my cousin. We're blood relatives here.
Well, I'm
if
sorry.
Anytime you want to come to Kansas City, Missouri, New Jersey, you got a place to stay, you and Tom.
And how did you get our telephone number?
I looked you up because I traced you back to my family roots.
Right, okay.
Alright, so listen. And you know what? Maybe, you know, I don't know. Maybe we could get a little crazy, too. It's all good.
Okay, well, thank you. It's very early in the morning here.
I'm sorry. You know, it's only 2 o'clock in the afternoon here. I'm gonna be there on Saturday.
Well, sorry, you're not coming to visit us because we don't know you from Adam. And
Listen to me. Miss O'Malley, okay, I'm your cousin, Kevin. I'll come there and I'll bring you some. Listen, here's what I'll do. I'll bring you like a little pot of gold.
You have $1.07.
All right.
Enter your destination number now.
What a bitch!
What did you say? $1.07.
$1.07. Was that what it was? $1.07.
Dude, I'm really pissed off at that bitch. I'm her cousin, and she won't even let me come and stay there.
I know, man. I sent you the number, though. You get her back, man. You tell her good. You know, family's got to stick together. We all got to stick together, family. We're all family.
That's right, you know. I don't know, man.
And your ass is a buster.
What are you doing?
All right.
Anyway, I might. You know what? I got a number for us. Hold on. Where's my list of numbers here?
Megal's gonna regulate.
Hold on, I'm
regulator.
Let me get my list of numbers. We're gonna call a guy that I was talking to.
Oh, geez.
Last night.
Uh-huh. About.
All right.
I heard about this.
Yeah, his name is. Here's what you're gonna do. You're gonna call him up. You're gonna tell him his name is Levy.
Levy.
All right.
Okay, Levy.
And you're gonna tell him you're the manager of Kick the Midget. Kick the Midget. You're the manager of Kick the Midget, and you need a guitar player. Then tell him you heard he's got a small cock. All right. Here's his number. All right. Here he is. Oh, I gotta give you Eric, don't I? Hold on. Yeah, this guy's funny as hell.
Levy. Okay. And what's his name?
Levy.
His
name? Not Levi.
He is Levy.
Yeah.
And I'm kicking.
Zola told me to stop yelling.
Alright.
Fuck you, Zola!
You tell me. Alright, so the guy's name is Levy, and I'm the manager of Kick the Midget. That's the deal.
Yeah, just tell him you heard that, you know, he's got a real attitude and that's what we're looking for, and tell him that, tell him his father gets laid more than him.
All right, well, we'll see where this goes.
Hello?
Levy.
Yeah?
Valente here, how you doing?
Who?
Valente, Jack Valente, how you doing, sir?
I'm all right.
I'm Kick the Midget's agent, how you doing, my friend? Hello?
Hello.
Levy?
Why are you calling me from a private number?
Well, it's not supposed to go out on Mount Campus right now. They don't let the numbers go out anymore after the incident.
What incident? What the hell are you talking about?
The incident at the Masterson raid of the residence, sir. You know that. You heard about it, man. It was just on the other day in the news.
I don't watch the news.
Well, you didn't hear about the Jack Masterson incident?
No.
The Masterson residence? You didn't hear about that? The compound?
No.
Oh, it was disgusting. Oh, it was disgusting. The debauchery and filth. Yeah. Don't let your number go out anymore, man. The Jack Masters had to come over to your house. I said, you know, knocking on the door like this. Oh, he looks like that. Is this big fat guy? You didn't hear about the guy?
No.
Oh, it was disgusting what he did to those people, man. Oh, don't send your number out. Look, man, I'm Kick the Midget's agent, manager. I'm here to speak to you about this proposal that we have going on here with the reality show, sir. Interested or not? I mean, I understand you heard about it last night.
I'm very interested.
Why are you laughing so much? Why don't you take me seriously?
Because you're a joke.
I'm a joke. Listen, man. I drive a Dodge Stratus. I eat steak.
One day I can drive a Dodge Stratus if I listen to you.
Listen, I drive a Dodge Stratus.
number one. Number two?
Would I be able to drive any type of other Dodge if I listened to you?
Why would you want to?
I don't know, because...
I'm not done yet. I eat steak more than twice a week. I'm not your regular once a month steak guy. I go out to have fine steak meats at least twice a week.
Your boyfriend takes you?
No, steak, man. Steak. You know, you go to a restaurant, you order a steak. You know what I'm talking about? That's what men do. Men have steak. That's what men eat, steak. You wouldn't know, would you? Would you leave me?
I wouldn't
so your
either.
Your boyfriend takes you out to nice steak dinners.
Men take each other out to nice steak dinners. They have some beer.
Don't you fucking homo.
That's what men do. Men go out together to steak dinners. They smoke cigars.
You sound like you smoke.
They really
cigars.
Don't.
Jesus Christ. What would you know, sir?
How would you know, woman?
I don't know much about smoking sausage.
I said cigars. We go out together. We rent a movie. We watch the movie. But what's the problem? What's wrong with watching the movie? What's so funny about watching a movie? What? What is the deal?
It is not funny.
This is
now,
what
were you calling about? This reality show. I want to be on it. Go ahead.
Well, you call me a joke, sir, and I'm explaining you, I drive an expensive car. My tax return last year was $299. And I have steak multiple times a week with my guy friends. I watch NASCAR. I fixed the porcelain on my toilet the other day. I'm a man. With my two hands. Now, granted, I went to Home Depot and asked the guy how to do it first. But I still did it. I followed directions to a T. That's what you need to learn, Levy. If you want to make it, that's what you need to learn.
You know, excuse me for interrupting, but I think it's time for a song, Mr. C.
Let's do it.
All right, so here we go. Go ahead, man. No, you gotta say something meaningful. Here we go.
I eat steak 3 times a day. Steak and A1 sauce, baby. Levy don't eat no steak meat. Levy living off of chicken. And the $1 menu at Taco Bell. Levy had too many preservatives up in his ass. Take it away, Levy.
Come on, Levy. Come on, Levy.
I can't even do this. Listen here. I want to do a reality TV show. And I want to do it now. And I want to play this game anymore. Because I got final papers to write. And you're taking up a lot of my time. And it's fucking ridiculous. Where the fuck is the hook in this song?
That is not. Listen, man. It's not my fault that the bitch said you got a small penis.
Who, that cunt?
Dude, the cunt said you had a small penis. She put you in your place, dude.
What? Are you talking to me from inside of her vagina right now?
No, I'm talking to you from inside your vagina.
Oh, real funny. Yeah, I'm gonna punch you in the mouth.
Dude, I love that line.
Wow.
He's gonna punch you in the mouth.
Challenge.
I'm gonna punch you in the fucking mouth.
Why don't you smack him in the mouth with your glove, you homo? I'm gonna punch you in the mouth. Say something meaningful, come on. Like you, I'd take your eyes out and pour lemon juice in the sockets. That's what a man would do. Then again,
oh, shit.
You don't eat no steak.
I'll fucking rip your eyeball out with my bare hands and chew on it. spit it in your mouth.
All right, hold on, guys. If it's gonna go like this, okay, let's do this right. We're gonna get inside the octagon. All right. C, Mr. C, you go first, and then Levy, you go second. Here we go. C, it's your turn. Go.
Huh?
Okay, Levy, it's your turn.
I didn't have anything bad to say about Levy.
I'm gonna fucking rip your eyeball out, chew on that shit, and spit it in your face because I have no respect for you. Then I'm gonna take a knife, cut your chest open, take your beating heart, and slam that shit with the spiked bat.
With the spiked
bat? Wow, that was pretty graphic, Levy. Good. You know, it was a decent comeback. Go ahead, Mr. C.
Hey, Levy. Hey. I've listened to Wu-Tang Clan also, you know.
I'm going to sew your asshole closed.
Yeah.
Keep feeding you.
Feed you and
feed
you.
Feeding you.
I'm going to tie you by your dick.
I think I saw that on Sopranos.
I'm going to tie you by your dick to fucking flagpole. Leave you hanging there.
All right, Levy, you're funny for about a minute. Then it's all downhill, bro.
I'm going to slide you down a rusty razor blade into a pool of alcohol.
Nah. I don't know about that one. I don't know about that one, buddy. All right, let's terminate the call. Lego, thank you.
All right, listen, Levy, man, I'll speak to you next week, you prick.
All right, I'm going to punch you in the mouth.
Is he gone yet?
I'm going to punch you in the mouth.
I'm going to punch you in the mouth. What did you do with him yet last night? What was the deal? What was everyone?
Oh, Levy, what were we doing last night? I forget. What was the premise of the call last night?
It was a blues funk harmonic metal band or some shit.
Yeah, that's it. I needed you to play guitar in my blues funk harmonic metal band.
Yeah,
that's what it was. Dude, I don't even know where I got your number. I think I got your number from Jimmy.
Oh.
All right, Lego, this is great. I'm going to move on, man.
All right.
Clear
the line, Lego.
Peace out. Carlito, thank you. Hey, and I'm going to get off the phone. You guys are all fucking nuts. Goodbye. All right,
thanks,
everyone.
Thanks, Lego. Lego's on Wednesday nights. Everyone listen to Lego.
Lego.com or something like that. Lego's on Wednesday nights, man. Brother said, damn, what's next? They got my homie hemmed up and they all around. I don't play that shit anymore. Ted's here. What's up, Ted? How you doing, man? Oh, you guys are on mute. Fuck. Whoops. There you go, Ted. Ted, what's up, man? Man.
Oh, hey, how's it going, Carlito?
Good to see you here, Ted, man. Tedman is here. Wow.
I met my new strength today.
All right. Good for strengths. I had a new shrink, and
yeah.
I went to one meeting with my shrink 2 weeks ago, and then last week I got a call at the last minute that she was in the hospital and would call me to reschedule. She never called me back. I think I scared my shrink. Isn't that sad?
Dude, she's like hospitalized. She's in the psych ward.
I did something to her, man. I fucked her up. She doesn't want to reschedule with me at all. It sucks, man. I'll find another shrink.
This new dude's kind of interesting.
Yeah? Is he prescribing any meds?
I saw his office for the first time today.
Uh-huh.
Well, I'm on the same ones I've been on for a long time. But anyways, this new guy's office, he's got like four computers in his office with a 42-inch plasma. I have no idea why he has so many computers in his office.
Does he have a need for so many computers? Jesus Christ. What a kook that guy.
He waxed the porn in between appointments.
He's got a bat cave down there.
He's like... Seriously, he's got like a cot and a pillow, and he's got like four computers up in there.
He's like a Scientologist or something, man. Be careful. Next thing you know, he's going to brainwash you into joining Scientology.
I know. If he hooks up any probes to me next time, I'll know.
I know. Or if you wake up and your pants unbuttoned... I wake up, my pants unbuttoned.
I wake up, my pants unbuttoned. And I'm bleeding. Oh, it is horrible.
Oh, God. Who goes to the dentist and doesn't he say that the guy tells him sit down and punches in the mouth? Who would go to the dentist with a bad tooth and the dentist says, yeah, sit down. And he just punches you in the mouth and it knocks you out. and you wake up and your pants are unbuttoned.
He punched me while I'm sleeping.
Yeah, the lady's all like, shut up, all right, stop yelling at me. Why are you cursing me? What the hell is that called? Damn it. Is that the dentist?
Why you cursed me?
Why you cursed me? What is that called, man? I gotta look into that, and I wanna hear
that. You
know
damn good. You know damn good.
You damn right. Damn right. You know damn right. That's something else.
You know damn right.
You know damn right.
Why you call again and again? Oh, man. Jim Stewart's gotta come back, man. We gotta work on that. He made an appearance here a few weeks ago. Well, a few days ago, actually. Wasn't on the show, but I'm saying he was
he
around.
He said he would come back. He said he would come back on any of our shows as long as it was at a UK-friendly time.
Okay. Wow. We'll have to look into that. Because that would mean... I guess Tuck could do it. Tuck would be the only one. Only one that I could think of. Does Tuck do live pranks on a show on Sunday nights? Oh.
He doesn't have the ability to prank.
Oh, yeah, because he's on the phone line. But he doesn't have any options for internet. He has nothing at all. That's the problem. That'll do it. I don't know.
HughesNet.
Yeah, and Milkman, what is HughesNet? I heard you mention that to me the other day. What is HughesNet exactly? Is that a satellite service? Satellite internet? Broadband?
Yeah, it's a satellite service that covers the footprint of North America, and people in rural areas or outlying areas where DSL don't reach can use it. I got several friends that use it.
Yeah, cool. I've got there's another one too. It's called Something Star or Star Something. I don't know what it is exactly.
DirectWay has one. DirecTV has a service they're offering too. It's a competitive service to that. That's another way you can get on.
I know Sprint used to do satellite back in the day. Satellite internet, but I think they're just doing DSL now. I don't know. Here's that Jerky Boys prank call. Please entertain us while we, you know, play something that's old, but I don't know. I thought it was funny. I don't know how we got the subject, but here it is.
Hello, may I help you?
Yes. Hello?
Hello?
Are you dental malpractice?
Yes. Where did you get our number?
I went to dentist. I went for tooth decay. They did awful thing. He ripped my teeth at my gum. I cannot talk. I cannot eat. He cursed me and hit me while I'm sleeping.
While I'm sleeping.
And then he put me under sedation. I wake up, my pants unbuttoned. My teeth gum is dripping blood. I cannot even blow bubbles when I chew gum when I drive cab.
I don't believe.
You gotta help me. They kept cursing me. I went there, I crying. They cursed me, threw me out. You got to help me.
Which dentist is this?
This man named Mr. Rocco on Bronx. Mr. Rocco, Louis Rocco.
Mr. Rocco, Louis Rocco.
Easier, yes. I go there for a cab. I stop cab. My tooth hurting. I go in. He say, sit down. Then he punch my teeth. I'm bleeding. And then my pants unbuttoned, and then they cuss me.
Okay, give me a number. Can you give me your number?
Yes.
555-3591.
553-390. Yes. It's okay. Then I wake up, my pants unbuttoned.
Okay.
Why they do this thing? They don't. What? Why? I'm new in this country, and then this is the treatment by people.
Okay. What is your name?
My name is Ali Kamal.
Can you spell that? Why are you screaming?
The my teeth. The guy took my teeth and punched them. I can't make even a chew popcorn, nothing. You got to help me, Allah. I pray to Allah that somebody help me. Please help me. This man must be stopped.
This isn't the funny. You know, what's there's one with Kamal or whatever. There's one with this dude, Tarbash, where he's crying or something about a taxi that he crashed, a taxi or something. I don't know. That's the funny one. I'm trying to think where he invites her to the he invites her to see the Lion King at the end of it or something like that. I don't know. Tuck, I'm looking on here, Tuck, and I see HughesNet offers broadband internet on satellite starting at $59.99 a month. And I think that's comparable. That's what I pay now for my internet, so you should look into that, Tuck. Just an option. You know, if you cancel your...
Okay, I'll definitely look into it, yeah.
Cancel your broadband right there, and it's only going to cost you maybe an extra, I don't know, $30, $40. I don't know how much you pay for broadband. It's none of my business. But just a suggestion. So look into HughesNet.
I don't have broadband. It's dial-up, so I don't even have broadband.
Yeah. The equipment and installation is going to cost you $400 up front. And after that, you pay your monthly. So you got that's something you got to look at.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. But still, man, for getting away from, getting away from dial-up, save up your money. There you go. Good idea. HughesNet.com, everybody.
Call another
See, we already have that for the TV. We're having satellite for the TV.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because if you didn't, you couldn't watch anything. No cable. Tuck's in the sticks. If you don't understand, Tuck lives
well,
in...
Well, also the direct satellite, direct TV will do it as well.
Yeah, direct TV does have internet.
You can get that same service with direct TV.
Yeah. Just add an extra thing on your account. You'll be good to go. I know people have, like, two satellites. They have one that points to the Mexican satellites for Spanish TV. Or I know this Egyptian guy. I'm thinking of the Egyptian guy. But he's got a satellite pointed to, like, a Middle Eastern satellite, and he gets all, like, these Middle Eastern shows and movies and stuff. He gets Al Jazeera, you know, stuff like that. Looks like Reclude's calling in. Let's talk to Reclude.
Reclude, what's going
on,
man?
What's up, man?
Hey, not much, man. You listening to the show, are you?
No, I just had some broad just left.
Oh, fuck, dude.
Let's see if you guys are on the air.
Yeah, we're on the air for a little longer, man. Good thing you called in. What's going on, bro?
Fucking hottest broad air just now.
Broad action, huh?
Fucking playing her some songs I did, and that broad was all fucking up on it.
Really? Yeah. They're into that, huh? They're into the music. Like, there's some women that, like, if you show you do something with music, they're all over it, man.
Oh, Jesus Christ, yeah. She looked at me a different way at first.
Really? She gave you, like,
a different kind of her before. She was all up on it, but she was acting, you know, regular, and then I started playing that shit.
And she's like, oh?
Yeah, right. Fucking give her massages and shit.
Hey, there you go. Man, massages, that's good.
Good times.
Good shit, sweet. Dude. So you're good, man? Everything's straight?
Oh, yeah, dude. I'm fucking blasted.
Oh, Reclude, you crack me up. You sound like you're doing good, man.
Fuck yeah, I'm trying, man.
Yeah, all right.
Nobody's stopping me.
I hear you, man. You want to call a dude in Ireland?
Oh, dude, yeah. I'm actually Irish. So,
oh, you are?
Yeah.
Well, hell. Good. You got the upper hand in this one.
I'm actually...
They're always after me, lucky
archbishops or some shit.
Yeah, well, all right.
But Ireland.
We're going to call James Lionel Hicks, all right, man?
James Lionel, all right. What are we going to say? Let's think of something here real quick.
I don't know.
I don't want to be a dumbass. Like, I don't want to go on there and be like... Hey, Irish, you lucky charms.
That's exactly
yeah,
what
Yeah, let's
Ted
do that.
Ted.
Fuck
there
it. It's stupid. Let's
you see,
do
Ted?
It.
All right, man. Hang on, dude. We'll be right back with that. Hang on, everybody. Reclude's coming at you. Reclude, you sound like you're really toasted, man.
I'm fucking high as fuck, dude. I just smoked like 10 bongs, like right in a row with his broad.
Wow.
I'm fucking sitting there. I got a new bong, so we're
awesome.
Smoking.
Awesome, man. Hang on. Let's see that. All right.
Hello. Yes, good morning to you. This is Jill Rosenthal. How are you doing, dear?
Oh, fuck.
But then it go far.
Well, hey.
$1.10.
Well,
turned out worse than any of Katie K's pranks.
Yeah, I know. Maybe...
I'm sorry, Ted. I said we were going to talk bad about Katie K. Rick was not too happy with
Fucking, fuck a tranny, you fucking douche.
Oh, my God. Yeah, you went off on him that one night. We never talked about that, but wow.
Oh, yeah, it was pretty fun, dude. I was listening. I was, like, playing it for people. That shit was funny, dude.
Yeah? Shit.
It was fucking classic.
A lot of people got to me.
I'm shocked. Oh,
yeah, a lot of people were like, oh, my God, did you hear Rec Dude called KDK? I was like, yeah.
It's fucking fun. Who cares? How hard is it? Like, how the fuck hard is it? Anybody could do it.
Yeah.
Sound like I'm a real comedic genius, but it was funny.
Yeah. Good work, man.
It was funny. I mean, it's not scientific, but
you made your statement.
It worked.
All right, man. I got a pool hall, I guess, a fucking nightclub. That means it's probably going to be loud.
Where at?
It's in San Marcos, Texas.
Oh, fuck. Yeah, let's go. Listen, we can't use those. Those KDK voices are banned. He's actually suing me. I got a letter from his lawyer.
Oh, shit.
Or that Kevin guy, whoever the fuck it was.
Keith.
Somebody. But, yeah, he sent me a letter saying I can't use his characters anymore.
All right, well, yeah, well, I mean, so, he takes that seriously. It's
what am I going to do? I'm out of material.
I don't know. Yeah, what are you going to do now, Rick?
go back to fingering fucking Asians?
Yeah, I guess. Another guy. All
right. There you go. There's a match for you.
All right. We got the Wild Card Saloon in Colorado also here. Just came in.
You know, I figured it out.
What?
You know how KDK can get and keep a boyfriend?
Okay, how?
Get him half fucking blind.
Oh, shit.
So you don't see his fugly face.
The boyfriend half fucking blind?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Yeah,
so
yeah.
You don't see his fucking... Yeah.
Well, KDK is cross-eyed, too, himself, I think.
What?
I think he's cross-eyed, too. I think
fucking cross-eyed, too? Jesus Christ.
What else?
That's
what I think he said. He said that himself once. Maybe he was just embellishing. I don't know, that guy.
Ah, fuck. Anyway. I'm too high to give a shit about that dummy.
Yeah, what's up? No, who cares? All right, we're going to...
Nah, it's funny, but, yeah, we can't be talking shit. But every time you tell me about it, I'm going to talk shit, so...
All right. Well, let's...
Maybe we'll make up one day. We'll fuck a tranny together.
Yeah, there we go. Maybe he'll show up to my wedding. We'll see. All right, we're doing the Wild Card Saloon. The pool hall. The pool, I'm sorry. Dillinger's Pool Hall in Texas. Hang on, dude.
All right,
here we go.
Dillinger's.
Hey, but what's up, man?
What's up?
Hey, listen, I heard you were profiling down there.
What?
You know what I'm saying? I heard y'all were profiling down there. Yeah, you ain't letting people in with, like, pant legs pulled up and shit.
Oh, well, I mean, if you're not the dress code, they won't let you in, but...
Okay, well, why not? What am I not allowed to wear?
Jerseys, baggy pants. I mean, as long as you're...
Well, shit, that's my whole outfit.
They won't let you in.
Shit, man. Shit. Well, what's up, man? Can I pay you something?
What's up?
Just let me in, man. There's some dude in there that's pissing me off. You know what I'm saying? Just let me in, I'll pay you. Just look the other way, man. I'll take care of you good. You know what I'm saying? I got you like that. 5G.
What a dumbass that guy.
I was about to say something funny, but fucking cocksucker.
Yeah, that king of
the hillbillies don't have fun.
No. No jerseys over her. I don't like those.
Fucking, see, how did I call that?
I don't know.
Like, how did I fucking call that out of nowhere?
Right, her.
Like, see, people do that because they don't like blacks.
Yeah.
That's exactly why they do that.
That's how they keep them out. They say, oh, well, we
exactly.
can't.
Exactly. Yeah, they say, like, okay, what do they wear? Let's put it on the do not wear list.
Jerseys, cocoa butter.
That's pretty funny.
FUBU. We got a no cocoa butter dress policy here, man. Sorry.
Cocoa butter.
Sorry, Mr. African-American, you're going to have to leave.
That's fucking horrible. They did it to a club around here, dude. They got put in the paper, but I respect it, though. They didn't want fucking gangs in there and shit. I mean,
yeah.
I understand that, but, I mean, it's just also a style of dress that non-gang members wear.
That's true. Exactly. Yeah.
I mean, it's just fucking, who cares, you know?
A lot of white people, white kids.
I mean, you know what I'm saying? They don't like it, they can go fuck a tranny.
You know, here. All right, cool. We're gonna call, we got Stella Mary Birch in Ireland just came in. And,
all right, let's talk perverted this fucking broad.
All right, good.
Let's get her up, you know what I'm saying? Let's see how these fucking Irish broads like to fuck.
Let's get her juices flowing, yeah?
Yeah, we're gonna win her over.
All right, good. We're gonna win her over, okay.
Hang on, everybody. Here it is.
All right. What's the broad's name?
Stella Mary Birch.
Hello?
Hello. How are you?
Aw, man.
Fucking, what are those fuckers? God damn it. 90. All
right, hang on. I'm going to call Will Molina Birch.
Your destination number now. We're sorry. The number you have dialed.
All right, let me try it again. This is Will Molina Birch. No,
that's what's like your fucking sister.
It's Wilhelmina. That's a really fucked up name, dude. She's in Belfast.
Those motherfuckers are a fucking bunch of hillbillies.
Yeah, they are. A bunch of red
potato eating motherfuckers.
Potato bastards. Iron.
Lousy mix.
Whiskey drinking fools.
Hello?
Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm okay. Who's that?
I've got something very important to tell you.
Not at this time in the morning.
Well, it's very important. That's why I wouldn't be calling you any other time.
What's important at this time in the morning?
Well, I want to tell you that the Who is coming back to Dublin.
The what?
The Who. They're coming back to Dublin. We got some tickets for sale.
Oh, well, I'm not interested.
We're giving away a pot of gold.
Thank you. I'm not
listen, lucky charms to you, buddy.
Okay, cheers.
Okay, well, listen, just let's talk a bit.
Cheerio.
No, listen, no cheerios, lucky charms. Hello.
You have...
no cheerios, lucky charms, good point.
Fuck, I don't
know. He was shy, he's like, oh, cheerio.
Cheerio! The guy actually fucking said that.
I know.
What kind of a dumbass country is that?
I don't know they really said that. I thought that was just a myth. That guy's funny. Cheerio.
I thought it was in like Mary Poppins and shit. I don't know what the fuck it is.
Yeah, that was funny. That was weird.
let's assault somebody.
Let's do that. I think I'm out of numbers though. Let me look. Did we do the wild card? Yeah, we did, right?
Let's see here.
The
I'll
wild card
pulling up right now.
All right.
God damn. Shit, I'm starting to get, like, celebrity numbers and shit. So, I can't fuck with them yet, but...
Yeah, you gotta...
Pretty soon, dude, I'm about to give you some good numbers.
All right, good. Get some
rappers. Let's call, let's see, it's 12:39. Let's call, Hooters. Are they open?
Yeah. Yeah, why not?
All right, let's call Hooters.
Maybe.
11:30. Be a fucking pervert.
Fuck. Oh, jeez, all right.
I got your numbers whenever you're ready. Oh, I can't get more over the air. Fuck.
Oh, you can't? You're not... Are you online? I don't see you online at all, man.
I'm on fucking Yahoo. I don't know...
I don't think so.
Maybe I'm not.
Nope.
Hold on a second. Let me some fucking broad has my password, I think, to Yahoo, dude. She keeps on, like, adding and fucking deleting people.
Oh, here's one we got. Nunu sent this in. This is a Catholic school principal who got caught working as a prostitute and lost his job.
Like a male or a female?
Male prostitute.
Nunu sent the number.
Yeah. Okay, male prostitute.
Yeah, Nunu sent the number here.
How did he find out about this shit? That guy's fucking genius.
I don't know. He claims
that motherfucker goes hunting. I don't know. Those motherfuckers are vicious. I'll tell you what. In our job, I give a salute to all those motherfuckers.
The priests?
That do all that, because that's fucking really important.
Okay, what? The priesthood? What are you talking about?
No, the fucking guys that find the prank numbers. Not the goddamn priest.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, I'll give them a salute. I give them a fucking 21-gun salute.
There you go, man.
For them motherfuckers. But, yeah, so let's call this fucking child. What? Okay, so he's male prostitute.
And he was a Catholic school principal who got caught as a prostitute. When they caught him, or the police caught him, he said the reason he had fake tits and was hanging around in a bad part of town was because it was Halloween.
Oh, so he was doing the cross dresser.
He's a cross dressing prostitute, and he's a Catholic school principal.
Wow, dude, that's pretty fucking interesting
with
combination falsies. There.
Yeah, and apparently,
I mean, at least he's not fucking banging little boys. At least you got that, you know?
Right? Yeah.
So what? He's getting fucked up the ass in the ghetto. Who cares?
Yeah.
He shouldn't be in school, but
no, he shouldn't be in the school now. But yeah.
He should be in the school with that. But well, yeah, okay, that sounds like a good call.
Well, apparently his wife answered the phone here about an hour ago, and we'll see if she answers again. Hopefully.
Okay, hold on a second. Let me give me like 5 seconds to think, real quick.
Okay.
All right, 5, 4, 3, 2. I'm not thinking. I'm counting.
He's counting.
Fuck
Bruno
it, hey.
Vega.
All right, fuck that. Let's just call him.
All right, let's just do it. Bruno Vega, Milkman says. He's got a
Bruno thing. Vega.
Bruno Vega. Oh, yeah. Okay, I got it.
Yeah.
I got it.
There we go. Good work, Milkman. All right, hang on, folks.
I speak to Paul, please?
He shot in.
Huh? Oh, he's a working. That's why I want him to switch. To come work under me now. He make more money. Working down on 5th Street. Why do you think he's going to be back? I tell you, don't give me any silent treatment. That is bullshit. I don't put up with that from your motherfuckers. You cockroach. Okay, well, you tell him to wear a fishnets next time and don't be wearing those little candy girl stockings. They don't look good.
Okay. All right, she's just going to sit there and take it, I guess. She was still in
the
line.
Oh, yeah, I feel bad now, yeah. Dude. That's not her fault, dude.
Yeah, poor lady.
That's like, I feel like an asshole right now. Cause that's like, can you imagine that? Like, oh, my God, I feel like an asshole. We should call back and apologize. Cause, like, think about it, right? This fucking broad, maybe she's a bitch. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. Well,
who knows? Yeah.
She needs to know these things, though. Come on, it's just for her own good.
No, she does. Yeah. She needs to know that her husband's going to be in fucking jail.
Hey, divorces are good.
Can you imagine that shit, though? You're like... Your husband's like a pillar of the community, and you're all good, and you got fucking kids, whatever, you know.
He gets busted
and
with fake bam,
kids. Dude, he's like not even a cross-dresser, but like a male prostitute, could have like AIDS and shit.
Ugh, wow, probably has kids, working with kids as it is.
Jesus Christ,
probably has like
man.
Two or three
I feel
kids.
Like, now that I thought about it after my fucking marijuana stupor went away for a second. Yeah, that sucks.
Yeah. Why'd I do that to you? Yeah, never mind.
Well, you know, we're trying to demoralize the whole pranking thing. You know, everybody needs a good prank, so.
That's true, man. Just
let
that
it sucks, though, dude. That's, oh, my God. I'll have to fucking make up for that somehow. Yeah. Jesus.
Well, here, we got the 3-foot midget named Lester here.
Right. Oh, what does he do?
I don't know. His name is Lester. He's a 3-foot midget. I think that's Beetlejuice's real name, isn't it, Lester? I don't know, but.
Is it?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, you know. Maybe it looks like a... I don't know.
Well, let's see if he answers. It's a midget. It's probably going to take him a long time to get to the phone and shit.
Racist.
I got more numbers. He's racist.
Prejudiced or whatever.
It's not a race.
Whatever that
race.
Is. I don't know.
The dwarf race. I don't know.
Not
what
a racist. It's fucking
yeah.
An asshole, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah. So, here's another. We got an Indian guy at some place called The Hump in Santa Monica, California, who just answered here.
The Hump
is the name of the spot, and...
What the fuck?
Some Indian guy. That might be fun. Let's call the Indian dude first before we do the midget.
Okay, yeah, we gotta call the midget. The midget's gonna be fun. All right,
let's do the midget
easy
then.
Easy target,
yeah,
come
let's do the midget before it becomes any later. I think that's a good idea. All right, hang on, everybody.
Yeah, whatever it is, we can do it.
That's right.
Hello? All right. Hello, how are you?
Who is this?
I am a representative for the Lollipop Guild. And we're currently low on members. We just want to know if you want to join up with us.
No.
Would you like to represent the Lollipop Guild?
No.
Are you Indian?
Doesn't matter.
Yes, it does. We want to know what flag to give you.
It's all right.
Hello?
What?
Listen. I don't like your attitude, son. I don't think you're going to get anywhere in life like this. Come on, you can't make chicken tandoori for the rest of your life.
Yeah, I can.
Hello?
We just got it, sir.
Hello?
That's it.
Listen. Have you ever heard a show called KDK's Wild Pranks? English. KDK says we speak English on this planet. Listen, you guys aren't planning to mix some chemicals up, are you?
Hey, buddy. Be quiet.
KDK.
White
Those initials will be on your tombstone.
Why consulate?
Because I'm a nocturnal creature.
Oh,
I got an ugly face. I'm like kind of like, you ever seen the, what the hell is that show? The Hunchback of Notre Dame?
Mm-hmm.
You ever see, even a cartoon looks ugly. That's what I look like.
Oh, yeah?
I got to hide in my apartment and have radio shows.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. You guys want to call in?
No.
I'll give you the number.
No.
Quiet. What's the number, Ronnie? Nah, we can't do that. I'm just kidding. So what are you guys up to? Having a good day? Did you guys pass out? Drinking too much?
You want to shut up and stop calling?
What are you talking about? We're just having a couple laughs. Few good times, you know?
Yeah, good guy.
I will call you every hour, on the hour.
You know, I want to call the cops on you.
What if I am? No, I'm not. I'm just kidding. What if I'm related to Arnold Schwarzenegger?
Yeah, I'm calling the
You gonna
cops
fuck
right
with
now.
Me then?
I'm calling the cops right now.
You're like a
no,
woman.
No, you're not. I command you, don't do that.
The woman will call the cops.
I'm gonna call. Who am I gonna call? I'm gonna call immigration on you.
Yeah.
I'm gonna call Al Qaeda on you.
Hey.
They're gonna recruit you back over to somewhere.
Hey.
They're gonna. Are you guys taking flight classes?
Hey, that's what? Gayatin, man.
Are you guys taking flight classes? Are you guys playing Microsoft Flight Simulator?
Hey. What?
Are you guys Hispanics? Hey, Ralphie, are they Hispanics? Are they talking Hispanics?
Yes, they are. It's Hispanics.
Okay. What are they saying? Yeah.
They're talking something about sodium nitrates.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
He said that he's grinding up the Viagra.
Viagra, oh. They're,
but he's grinding it
I
up.
Thought you guys used to fuck like rabbits.
Well, they're a little short.
Oh.
Hey,
oh.
Hey,
so
midget.
What's going on, guys? You guys awake now? What time you want to wake up in the morning? I'll call you. Like friendly wake-up call.
Okay, this is going nowhere. Bye, kids. All right, we're calling the hump instead.
I couldn't remember who the hell you were calling. Like,
I don't know. The two midgets. I zoned out.
Was that the midgets?
Yeah, those are the midgets the whole time.
That's what I was trying to feel it out, you know, because
yeah.
I was like, you said the one was Indian, and I was like, okay, you Indian?
No. The Indian place is the hump. We didn't call them, though.
Oh, yeah, and they were talking. I was, like, confused. I was like, whoa, wait a minute. Hold on.
Yeah.
It was so funny, I guess.
Yeah,
I don't
it was so good. It was, they just kept talking, like, what the call the police?
Why don't you shut up?
Shut up. All right. Here comes.
It's like, that's like the least, I don't know, I feel bad. It's like badgering because they're like horrible on the phones.
Yeah.
True. At least like Asian people fucking hang up on you.
Yeah. And the British people are like so polite even still. They're like, all right. Bye.
Yeah, they talk to you for hours,
yeah.
The motherfuckers.
Goodbye. Cheerio.
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 I can't believe it's almost like we're being pranked.
Yeah, true. All right, the hump. This is an Indian guy here. I'm going to call this guy. Whatever that is.
Hump of a camel?
Probably.
What are we talking about?
No, that's probably what it is.
Dumb.
Yeah, that's his favorite part of the camel.
Can you imagine some dumb fucking California people there all trying to be trendy? They're going to the fucking hump.
The hump. Wow.
Oh my god, let's go to the hump. It's so great. Fucking Angelina Jolie is going to be getting anal there in the fucking patio. Who cares? Let's call him up.
Hang on. Good night to Zolar. See Zolar's checking out. Everybody be sure to listen tomorrow night, 10 p.m. Eastern. Zolar Vision on syndicateradio.tv. We are calling the hump.
Is the hump up here?
Hello, how you doing? I'm Madonna's personal assistant, and I want to schedule a time to come through. I want to see how busy you are.
Well, which day?
I'm talking about tonight. She really wants to come down there tonight. How long are you going to be open tonight?
To 10 o'clock.
10 o'clock, okay. How many seats we got? Have you guys got a private area?
No, we just have one floor. I mean,
one floor, okay.
Yeah.
And you guys are open to when?
Sir?
What's that?
How many of you, sir?
It's going to be an entourage of about 12. Here's the thing, though. What's that?
We don't have a big table for 12, though. You only have a small
Okay, table. Well, it's going to be, we're going to take up the whole place. Whenever you guys close, we're going to pay a lot of money, and we're going to keep it open afterwards for at least an hour, maybe an hour or two.
What time can you come here?
Okay, what time do you close again?
10 o'clock.
Okay, is it possible to move it up to like 9:30 or 9:15 so we can have 45 minutes before 10 because that's when she wants to arrive?
Well, which day are you talking about? Tonight?
We're talking about tonight, pal.
It's already 9:30, though.
Okay, well, we'll be down there in a little bit.
It's
how fast are you going to get people out of... How much would it cost to get you... to keep that place open 2 more hours? We
got to
talk business here. Yeah, can I talk to your manager, please?
Yeah, I'm talking, yeah.
Oh, you're the manager?
Yes, I'm the manager.
Okay, wonderful. Okay, so how much would it cost to keep that place open 2 more hours? Chefs, everybody.
Chefs,
I don't care
everybody?
If we got to bring her own personal chefs in there. We're going to keep that place open 2 hours. Whatever it takes, how much ever money, it doesn't matter. We'll pay everybody.
Okay, as long as you can come in before 10 and make an order, that's okay.
Okay, but the problem, you don't understand. Do you know who you're speaking with?
No.
This is Madonna's assistant. John Grundman?
But we already have a customer, though. She doesn't mind, or?
Here's what I'm saying to you. We need the place. We're going to have it as soon as everybody goes. We're going to go in there, and we're going to be there for about 2 hours afterwards. Do you understand what I'm saying? Because we need all those people out of there by 10. That's what I'm saying to you, and it's any amount of money, whatever, you know?
No,
I mean, whatever you've got to do, honey. I mean, this could be really good for your business.
Yeah,
we're going to come down here, Entourage at 12. What is your special tonight?
We have a king crab and those things, but I don't think customers are leaving by 10 o'clock.
Okay, well, we can make that happen. However, we get the fire marshal in there. Whatever we got to do, we've got the cash. I mean, you know, we know her. She spends like ridiculous. She spends like crazy. Have you seen her? She doesn't have any inhibitions whatsoever when it comes to anything, actually.
Yeah, I've seen her before, yeah.
Yeah, so what can we go with this? I mean, what, $10,000?
No, not
20? Yeah, but I mean, we can make it worth your while. I know we'll get to an amount. I mean, she really wants this.
I understand, but if she can come later, it's okay. But I don't think the customer is leaving in 1 hour. So.
Okay, well, that's got to happen. You know, you got to say, all you have to do is, you know, send somebody over, say we're closing up. Like I said, it'd be very good for your place. I mean, you have her going, you're going to have the whole city going down there. Do you understand? I mean, it's going to be a really big deal. I don't know if you understand that. But, I mean, somebody sees her, the paparazzi are all over there. I mean, it's going to be a crazy event. You guys are going to get more press than the biggest restaurant in town. You know what I mean? You guys get better advertising than the Olive Garden. I mean, come on.
What is your name, sir?
My name is Paul Richman.
Paul Richman.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I'm her personal assistant.
Yes, I understand. I think I saw you. But I don't
personal
think
assistant. So
nice.
What's going on?
Yeah.
How fast can you have those people out of there?
Probably they're leaving maybe 10:30 or 11. Yeah.
Okay. Can you get them out of there by 10:30? We can work with that. Can you get those guys out of there? We're gonna call back and reserve everything. How late can you have you? Can you go check with your chef and see how late he can be there?
Can you hold 1 second, please? Thank
go
you.
Ahead. Go ahead.
Woot. Good music. Woot. Woot.
Katie K, we're stealing all your material. But do, Jill Rosenthal.
Forget Ed.
Fucking trannies.
You stole it all from me. You stole it all from me, and you're not giving me any credit.
Yep. That's what he says. Ted's right. You stole it all from me, we don't give him credit, is what he says. He started all this. Yeah.
I didn't steal this from him. This is genius.
You're born with this shit. Alright, this is...
madness do you think we can spread here?
I don't know. Let me clear this line. We're almost out of phone card minutes, I think. I can't sit here and hold everybody. Anyway,
that sucks.
I gotta get to bed, though. Hey, dude, I was gonna ask you. Remember we had that that discussion about interviews and about resumes and shit and making up references and stuff like that?
Yes.
Alright, I need that done for tomorrow, man. I gotta have 2 references, so I gotta get with you. We gotta figure that out. No.
You gotta contact me on the Yahoo, dude. Definitely.
Yeah, I will. No, I got two other people lined up, but I'm gonna try to put that in practice, like you said. You just have them, you know, give them a story and have them.
Oh, dude, you'll get it. That's the way it is, dude. You get a better job, dude. David Geffen did it. Fucking Marilyn Manson did it. They all did it, dude. They got really good jobs.
And that's how you do it.
And shit, that's how. And Geffen's a fucking CEO.
There you go.
You know what I mean? I mean, that's the way to do it, man. Yeah. Who gives a fuck?
Right. As long as you can get it done in the long
run. All that you can get away with, as long as it doesn't fuck you up.
Exactly. Good point. And on that
Would you like that? You like where that was going?
Can't like where that was going at all. I didn't, man. Hey, man, Reclu, thanks for calling in, man.
Hey, man, we're going to do that. We're going to do a whole series of calls where it's just like we're trying to get, like, restaurants in L.A. to, like, close down.
Early, yeah.
see if we can get them to close down for, like, celebrity things. I'm going to do some research, actually.
Yeah.
Get some fucking real numbers, and we'll do, like, the spoof thing.
Yeah, well, we got to look at, like, in Beverly Hills or something, you know, where that kind of shit happens sometimes, maybe. You know?
Yeah, exactly. So we'll get, that. I mean, what was it, Santa Monica?
Yeah, Santa Monica.
Yeah, that shit probably don't happen. It's a nice place. But
in L.A. and stuff like that, yeah. Maybe. Yeah.
So, all right, man. All right, well, dude. All right, I just want to apologize, KDK. I'm sorry for ripping off your material. And,
yeah, well.
You know, nah. I mean, it's just having fun. Don't be a fucking puss.
Yeah.
We're just having a couple laughs.
That's right. We're just trying to have
fun. You know, we'll have a couple beers and jerk each other off. We'll have a good time.
Be like nothing happened.
We'll jerk and make up.
That's right. So it should be. All right, bro.
All right, come on. Peace to all people in Prankland and. Thanks for getting us those great numbers. I'm about to go fucking see if that broad's got home yet.
All right, man.
So I'll talk to you later.
She made it. All right, bro. See you, Reclu. All right.
That was Reclu, everybody. All right. Very interesting, very fun, very exciting, Reclu.
Oh, my God, Reclu, man.
Yeah.
Busting my gut.
Yeah. And with that, I need to get out of here because, like I keep saying, I have an interview tomorrow. I want to be rested up. And I got to find my interview clothes and iron them in the morning. So there it is. You're right, Milkman. We're going to play Charlie Patton. Yes, sir. That's right. I'm finding that now for after we sign out, and we'll play the Charlie. That's the prank call of the second season, man. I don't think we're going to play that on Syndicate. I think Syndicate should have a show starting up here in a second.
Famous Charlie Patton call?
Yeah. The phone in the tub, man. That's the one. We're going to call that. We're going to play that here in a moment.
This is the one where you trick that guy to dunk his phone and baptize it in the bathtub?
That's the one, Milkman. How did you guess that? Wow, you're so smart.
Oh, man, I love that one.
Can't get one past you, Milkman. Milkman, take us out of here, bro.
Alrighty then. Well, man, I tell you what, I'd like to thank all our friends out there, man. Mr. Ted there, he gives us this cool answer, Team Speak. Thanks a lot, big brother. Thanks for all you do.
You're
we sure
welcome,
do love
man.
It, man. I'd like to thank our lonesome loser, man. The Mr. Numbers Hitman, the hardest working man in all prank radio. Thank God for the lonesome loser. And y'all better salute that man because he helps this thing happen every week. Thank you, lonesome loser. I'd like to thank all our friends out there in the chat. Your old friends there coming back, man in Vegas, MST3, Clay, Paul, Tuck, yes, all our good friends there, Jilly, I guess that'd be Jill Rosenthal, huh?
Yeah.
Sweet kisses, welcome back, yeah, that's what I'm talking about time you got your butt back here. Corey, he used to join us on the Jim Stewart Show. Welcome back to Dad. Hey, man, Bass. Good to see all you guys, man. Thanks a lot for joining us. Yes, thanks to Jonathan. He gave us a call tonight. Let us know that he's driving the old bus around town. You see the wheels around town? Say hey to Jonathan.
Yeah.
Definitely. Also, I'd like to thank Mr. Reclu. Surprise guest appearance tonight. Woo, Mr.
Yeah, wasn't expecting that.
Kicking some butt, man. Taking names and burying the dead alive. That's what I'm talking about.
And Lego called
yes, sir, man. Dr. Lego, man, our longtime old friend, Mr. Lego. That crazy son of a gun right there, Dr. Motherfucking Lego. We love you, man. Excellent stuff, man. That was a good call. That guy there was still flipping out, man.
Yeah.
Also, all you guys over there on TalkShoe Syndicate, hey, thanks a lot for tuning
That's
in,
right.
man. We sure glad to have you along, and we sure hope that you had as many laughs as we did, because that's what it's all about. It's about you, our listeners. We do this every week. We pay to have this fun, that you can have an interactive, most interactive show and laugh right along with us for free. So you keep tuning back in because we've got some great things coming up here in this season. And also coming next season here next year. We got some upgrades coming. Look for a lot of new stuff. You never know. Jim Stewart's going to be popping back in. So if you miss out, hey, sorry about your luck, man, because he's a great caller. And a lot of guests show up in here. So you be watching around because we've got to have a lot more fun this year. And a lot more stuff to come here in 2008. Carlito, our hermano. Our fearless generalissimo of the madhouse. God bless you, because without you, we wouldn't have nothing left to do. We'd all be sitting here wondering where the hell Carlito is at. God bless you, man. And thanks a lot for all you do, big brother.
Well, God bless you.
You, big man.
Thank you.
Congratulations on those big B's, too.
Yes, sir. All right, everybody. Thank you, Milk Man, for that. Nunu sent in numbers. I want to thank Nunu. I want to thank everybody in Syndicate. I saw DTT hanging around. Wanted to mention. I said, what's up? See, Sidekick Chuck came in here. Lord Spoon's out there, too. Good to see you guys. Everybody else in the Syndicate room. Sidekick Chuck is Asian? No kidding. That's news to me. I had no idea. Anyway, so yeah. Everybody who listened tonight, it was a great time. Like I said, we'll play that Charlie's Phone in the Tub prank call here after the outro. And, Ted, are you doing a show this weekend at all? Are you doing a show on Saturday or Friday or anything going on? Any idea? No news?
I think they might do one tomorrow night.
Okay. All right. And that'll be on a prankcall.info, possibly. So, right? Best way to hear you? Prankcall.info?
Right.
All right. So be sure to check that. And, yeah, I want to mention, thanks to Ted, we're going to migrate the stream over to a new server for financial reasons for the time being. And I haven't been able to implement it yet, but I promise I will. I know I keep promising, Ted, but I thank you for sticking in. I'm going to take care of that this weekend. So everybody who's listening to us now in the normal mouse stream, if you have this stream bookmarked, I should have mentioned this earlier when we had our peak, but if you listen to us through a bookmark on your player, on Winamp or whatever it is, be sure you go to madhouselive.com for next week's show. And make sure that you update where you're listening to the show at. It'll all be posted there. So make sure you correct, you update your bookmarks. Because if not, you're not going to... Well, I think, actually, I'm paid up for another 30 days on that old stream. The one that we're on right now. So I'll keep it around. So we'll keep announcing it every week. So we'll do a slow transition here. The charge... Just got charged one more time, unfortunately. I didn't act quick enough, so whatever. My fault, so... Anyway... You know what I'm saying. Thank you, everybody. I've talked enough.
It's there for you if you need it.
We're gonna migrate to it. I have no choice. I've got to. But I thank you, Ted, because you're helping keep the station alive. Basically, you know, this whole madhouse thing. It's, you know, financially, it's getting really hard on me right now. So I'm doing everything I can. I don't want to ask listeners for money. I've never done that. I never will do that. As long as I can, you know, until we become huge to the point where our bandwidth costs are insane. I don't want to ever ask fans to donate or anything. With the exception if we ever do make that prank call city soon, then we'll do that. All right. So anyway, regardless, thank you everybody for listening. We'll be here next week. Be sure to go to madhouselive.com, check out our podcast and all that information there, and we'll catch you all next week. Peace out. And thank you to Tuck also for being on.
He did that.
Brandon Vegas.
Madhouse Radio is live Thursday nights at 10 p.m. Eastern.
Why don't you shut the hell up?
Fuck you! Fuck you! Fucking team of shit!
Be sure to visit us online at madhouselive.com.